Last night I had a fight with a very good friend of mine.
You did?
I got so mad, I said some things that even made her cry.
You didn't?
Well, then I tore right out the door and I ran till I couldn't run anymore. And when I looked up finally, I was standing in a cemetery.
Uh-oh. This doesn't look like the mall. How did I get here?
Oh, that's when I heard a sound that chilled me to the bone.
We heard a sound.
There was something creeping around behind the big gravestone.
He looked around.
Suddenly, there he was, half wolf, half man, half minibus. I tried to move, but my feet were froze. In a flash, he was breathing down my nose.
How are you this evening, sir? That's some fur coat you're wearing.
Just then, to my surprise, the wolfman said to me,
"What did he say?"
"Well, I can tell you had a fight. I sense hostility.
That's not the way."
Well, take a tip from the wolfman, son. When you're really mad, you gotta hold your tongue. You might say things you regret, so try doing this instead. Do the growl. First, you make a scowl. Well, then, you sort of prowl. Then, you just growl. Like this. Well, then the wolf man disappeared and I was all alone. But in his place I spied the face of a dirty old tombstone. This is what the epitaph said. When you're really mad, remember that sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can hurt forever. So do the growl. First, you make a scowl. Then, you sort of prowl. Then, you just growl.
Wow, wow, wow.